authentic taste of India in one bite with Vadilal Street Style Grilled Sandwiches. Available in lip-smacking flavors like Jungli Paneer, Bombay Club, Cheese Corn Capsicum, Cheese Chutney and many more. Grab your Vadilal Street Style Grilled Sandwich today.
I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to The Muppet Show, also known as Shameless Sex.
You didn't even tell me that it was Shameless Sex. This is what we're doing?
Well, so we're...
I'm Miss Muppet.
Yeah, April's... So... she's currently wearing a what do you call it? Like a shower.
It's a shower cap.
A shower cap, but it's like a cute pink.
I found it
satin.
On our landlord's property.
Sometimes we go in our landlord's house for fun.
If you saw me, Amy, you have to take a picture of me.
I'm with it.
It is the most fucking hilarious thing I've ever seen.
It's adorable,
and it's bright pink. And
we're putting a video on.
I'm
Instagram.
Not shaming anyone for it, because if I tucked my hair in, I'd probably. But it has the headphones underneath. Amy didn't even know. You're like, do you have your headphones under there? I was like, fuck yeah, I do.
She looks adorable. And that's not what this episode is about.
It's
at
not.
All.
I thought it was just about this great shower cap.
No. So this episode is about kissing, making out, doing the dirty, dirty tongue dance.
Is that how it goes? Is that the dirty tongue dance?
Stay tuned, everyone, because we talk about our ideas about great kissing, not so great kissing, and you'll learn that everyone's different.
This episode was so cool. We recorded it today, which we rarely do intros and then... Well, we recorded the episode first, but we rarely do intros and the episode.
Ooh, when we do an intro before, it's very confusing for the brain.
So I have a very strong recollection of what happened.
Yes.
And it was awesome because you and I both, we recounted some of our most interesting kissing experiences.
And we realized we're very different.
We are totally different.
And like our preferences for kissing.
And I'm
same
like,
with
you like that?
And then what Alicia and Erwan said, the experts over here, it was different from them. So there's so many things to learn here, whether you're in a relationship and you have your kissing game down or you're a single person.
How many episodes have they been on? We don't know. Five?
I need to look
six?
Later. Maybe 6 to 8.
They were also in our book, which... Because they deserve to be.
Yeah.
They have so much experience in the world of teaching couples how to have...
And individuals.
More, yeah, individuals as well, but more like innovative sex with thyselves. Like, it's like, I'm doing a lot of...
thyselves. She's doing hand movements and you can't even see them.
I've been watching way too many British shows lately.
They use a lot of hands.
Yeah. Oh. I just watched The Gentleman, which is a series... by Guy Ritchie.
Does that have to do with kissing?
There's a lot of like interesting things, but kissing is. Anyway, I'm going to stop doing hand motions, but I feel like
you can do
it's
hand
necessary.
Motions. All right. So April, give me a hand motion right now for we're going on tour. What does that look like?
I'm bringing a big
There it is. Oh, her arms are like, she's like a bird.
We're
like
going
a bird.
I can't believe we're going to. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I feel. I'm nervous already.
Nervous. So we are going
Amy,
on
you
tour.
Want me to do a sex toy raps too. You're like,
oh yeah, that's happening. So yeah, that's a little sneak peek. April is a fabulous singer, by the way, and so I'm like convinced she's going to be singing on stage. Anyways, so our tour schedule as of now, and we're just going to make it short and brief because you can go to our website shamelesssex.com to find out all the information. But in May we're going to Philly, June we'll be in Vancouver, Washington, and
that's not BC, all Vancouver, Washington,
Portland, Oregon, and Chicago, Illinois. That's all June. July, we'll be in Los Angeles, and August, Seattle.
I want to shout out to all my friends in Chicago, because if you're in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin,
represent, that's where I grew up.
If you're there, please come see me in Chicago.
Yeah.
check out shamelesssex.com. I have so many friends in Chicago. I cannot wait to see. I cannot wait for them to be there.
Well, we have a good way for them to all come together.
Yes, we do. Okay.
So yeah, go to shamelesssex.com. Go sign up. Go learn more.
I love how we're getting on the move. Remember how we were not on the move for so long?
Well, it was holidays.
And COVID happened before that. So there were several years. But now
we like being on the move.
We're also doing retreats.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we've talked about this many times in our podcast. The Shameless Sex Retreat, April 24th through 29th, 2024. That is in Tulum.
Don't fast forward. This is important.
Don't fast forward. It will make it quick. This is for women, vulva owners. And so let's talk about some of the reviews we received. So it was so interesting. This last retreat, it was in Costa Rica, sold out very quickly. There were like at least 3 to 4 different women there that were like, my partner sent me here. Not like you must go, but like, I want you to go. I'm going to stay home with the kids.
They had never heard of Shameless Sex.
Yeah. The women that came.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And like, really? You're coming to a sex retreat?
We just did two Facebook Lives with folks. And the first one had 2 different women that were like, my husband booked it for me. My husband booked it for me. And we're like, really? Did you know about Shameless Sex? You're like, no, I listened to a couple of episodes. And I was so excited when they dropped in with us because they were nervous. And
It created this gorgeous, loving community. And so just want to say, we actually got a couple testimonials from the partners after their partner, their female partner went to our retreat about how was it when they came home. And the reviews are stellar. I've never seen my partner, my wife, my girlfriend, whatever, more
can
glowing.
I give one? Wait, can I give one?
Yes.
I never have had better sex with my partner after 15 years.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
But this their partner being the most liberated, badass woman ever. Oh my God.
So I wish that they could just answer questions because I did not coax them to say any of this stuff. You didn't either on the Instagram lives. And I was like, I was dying. Kristen was, she watched Instagram.
From Fun Factory. And from Fun Factory. For this retreat.
And she was like, oh my God, I just want to say how grateful I am to have heard what you,
So if you want, this is an all-inclusive luxury retreat, little planning, lots of fun, relaxation, and leave glowing. And to become a part of our growing Shameless Sex family now, just go to shamelesssex.com, sign up ASAP. You can learn all about the retreat and we hope to see you there. Are you ready for a sex question? I want a name for you with that hat. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I forgot I had the hat on. I totally forgot. Yeah. No wonder you were looking at me weird. I have this, it's like Sally Moppet.
Okay, Sally Moppet. Are you ready for a sex question?
I totally forgot. Yes, I am. I'm wearing, Amy, you have to take a picture of
me. I will.
Okay,
we're going to put it online.
It's amazing.
All right, ready for the sex question though?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I've heard you talk about vibrators for couples, but I don't remember what toys you recommended. We want something that stimulates both of us, me, a penis owner, and my wife, a vulva owner, at the same time and is hands-free and not too loud. What do you recommend? Oh my God, sex toys. Can I just tell you, this is like our favorite thing to talk about.
That's not too much to ask.
I love that we get so many sex questions about sex toys.
I do too. And why not? Because it's confusing. There's like 3 million sex toys. When you walk through a sex shop, how many times?
Or a trade show.
Or a trade show. I'm like, what's that? Everyone's like, oh my God. I go into a booth and I get so sensory overloaded.
Yeah.
And
or even in the larger sex shops too. Yeah. And so we're going to talk about a couple toys here that we recommend. And one of the sex shops, we love a lot of sex shops, but one of the sex shops that is all around the country, I think they have 59 stores at this point, and an online website is Hustler Hollywood.
They have 59 stores.
Yeah, and growing.
So everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I know that I've been to probably at least 30 of them during trainings. Yeah. I know you've been to quite a few of them as well.
A lot.
And we're going to be
this is going after we just did an event at Hustler's LA store.
In LA, the Hollywood Boulevard. But we're going to be at the Vancouver store and then we're going to be at
Philadelphia.
Yeah. And oh my God, we're probably going to be at more too. Yes. I love them.
So for this person's question, you want a couple's toy that, okay, so the things I'm hearing right here, it stimulates both of you at the same time. It's hands-free. It's not too loud. So let's start with the dual internal, meaning dual, like you both get vibrations or stimulation and there's a piece that goes internal in her.
Like the C-shaped.
Yes.
Like the C-shaped vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the Wii vibe.
Yes.
Like the ones that have been around OG, like back in the day.
Yeah.
Pure pleasure days.
Yes.
Remember,
we sold the shit out of this.
When they were like They were so like small
and innovative though, and different. Like you've never seen anything like this. So
they gave them away at the Oscars at some point. I swear to you,
they did. Well, I think I remember what you're talking about. So WeVibe makes a lot of products. We're going to talk about a variation of them. And so they have the WeVibe Sync and the Chorus. And so what happens with this, so like April said, it's a C shape, and the vulva owner wears the one part internally, but the internal part is actually kind of flat and it goes on the G-spot G area. And then it loops around and has another vibrator that goes on the clitoris. So it kind of just like hangs out there and you can have penetration or stimulation at the same time.
Dick.
And then the dick gets vibrated while you're having sex.
Yeah.
So your clitoris gets vibrated, your G-spot gets vibrated, and the cock gets vibrated. And
they have some with remotes too.
Yes, exactly. So the Sync, I think, is...
apps.
Yes, so the Sync, I think, is more of like the affordable side of the WeVibe dual vibe line. The Chorus, I love this one. So it has a remote and it can work with an app like Bluetooth on your phone.
See, I'm sorry I squirreled out, but I'm like, wait, I know this one.
I'm so excited.
One of my best industry friends works with WeVibe, so he always sends me, because he's a penis owner and he's like this amazing gay boy. And he's always like, April, will you try this one? I'm like, send it to me. I'll try it. Yeah. And I'm always like, oh my God, I love that. And he's like, oh, I could imagine you love it. It's like, he is like, you know who exactly I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So I know. And I get really excited about talking about WeVibe. But I just have to say, if you don't know about WeVibe, that C thing, there is like that. I think one of them with the Sync, I think like kind of like can stretch out a little bit, but not too much, but it can kind of stretch out and fit to different sized, like even
like pussies, cocks, all of
this.
And so that's for some, if you want something that is wearable and internal and external. Some people don't want something that they wear inside of them though. So my next runner up, and let me know what you think about this, because I think we both have tried it before, is so it's just external. It goes in your panties and it has this clip. Like, it's not a clip,
it's a magnetic. It's a magnetic clip.
And it's nice
and flat. He sent me that one too, because
the Moxie. So the Moxie, your partner can wear, so that your vulva owning partner, and can be out and about. So this is less, I know you asked about you both getting stimulation, but we have to throw this in there too, because this is kind of fun. And I think you get a remote and it also is Bluetooth on your phone where you can control it. You could be at a restaurant and vibrate your partner across the table.
There was a movie with Katherine Hagel. Remember?
Like,
I can't remember. It was years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a panty vibe. It wasn't this one. This one is next level.
Well, but they used to be bulky, or like you had to have them in your pussy, which I don't think quite makes sense being in public and something. I mean, it's exciting. Like, something vibrates inside my pussy randomly. I'm in at a restaurant, but I want it on my clit because that's my powerhouse for nerve endings.
What would you do if your partner vibrated you at a restaurant? You would have it consensually in your panties.
Uh-huh.
Would you be like, hey, I'm going to give you this? Or do you want, like, how would,
like,
you
prompts,
navigate that? Yes.
Prompts, like when they can vibrate
right,
you.
Right. Yes.
I would do? I would say, like, just do it and I'll give you a signal if I like it. And if I don't like it, then I'll give you the, like, sad,
like,
face.
If it's too much and they're like, that remote is really comfortable too.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, go
to me. It's easy to navigate. Okay. Yeah. But also, let's go to more wearable ones.
Okay.
So this is dual.
I know this one.
Dual, but he wears on his cock. So, a couple recommendations.
Raising my hand because I helped design this one.
Okay, what you got? What you got?
Okay, so my favorite by far, and I will never stop loving this toy, is Atom Plus.
ATOM, yes.
AT, like Atom.
Well, I know the yes isn't a part of it. I'm just saying yes to it.
So, I helped design this toy because when I worked at Pure Pleasure Shop, when we had the retail store, not me, because I wasn't a part, I just managed it with you.
You're a part of it.
Oh, thank you. But you got me into my sex toy career. I have so many cock rings because I love using them. I don't like holding a vibrator all the time on my vulva when I'm like having sex. So the Atom Plus was designed for those folks that just want to integrate vibration into their experience. So he can put it on. If he wants to wear a cock ring, it can help with longevity. There's two different motors and it's designed so the vulva, you can grind on it. And it's, the top has this really intense You've used it. You love it. Your mom totally. Even said, she's like, this is a great seller on Pure
Pleasure
Shop.
Everyone gets stimulation. Everyone gets vibrations.
Yeah. You get perineum stimulation, which is the taint, the gooch. What else do they call it? The nacho cheese.
The nacho something. I don't know about that one, but okay.
And so it helps with longevity because it gives you a little bit of compression. Mm-hmm. So it helps blood flow if you need it. If not, you just get all of the vibration in two different motors. So, and I know you love another one, the WeVibe Bond.
Yeah, so I've tried both of these and I love them both. So the WeVibe Bond is similar yet different than the Atom Plus, and so it's also worn on the cock. It has a motor that vibrates both parties there. It has a piece that presses into the taint, and it can also be used Bluetooth wireless with an app on your phone.
Oh, that's cool. Yes. Love that.
So these are all ways that you can have hands-free partnered sex and vibrations. They are all quiet. They're not loud, and you can get them all.
Wait,
at,
I know. Wait, yes.
Where?
Ow. Oh my God. Legend's getting so stoked. They're available at Hustler. Did you hear him growl?
Yeah, he's like, what?
Hustler Hollywood, 20% off. Specializing in bringing couples closer. I love this, Amy.
That's like their direction. They're really big on bringing couples closer together to have better, more connected sex. And I love that. And that's why we're doing our book tour at their stores.
Okay, so there's 59 stores nationwide. So you can also get lingerie. You can get gifts. You can get bath and body items, lubes, massage oil. And the absolute best sex toys that you and I approve of, Amy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better. Mm-hmm. Get 20% off your purchase using code HOTSEX.
What? Did you say hot sex?
That's a nice code.
I like that.
Hot sex. Go to hustlerhollywood.com. Now, I just told my stepdaughter I was going to be in LA, and she's like, how do you spell hustler? Because she was putting into her phone. So it's HUSTLER. She's very smart too. But I was like, it doesn't sometimes sound. So Hustler, HUSTLER, Hollywood.com. And if you click the link in the episode description, you can also find all of these things.
Mm-hmm. Go check it out. Get your ideal couple's toys. Your sex life will thank Shameless Sex for it.
Hmm. Yeah. I think we're just making, you know, we're doing God's work.
Maybe. This might be true.
I said that earlier today, Amy.
And I was like, did you say God's
laughing.
Work?
All right. Are you ready for a bio, Miss
yes.
Amy? Okay. Erwan and Alicia Davon have become the go-to experts for those seeking a higher level of relationship support. Erwan is the founder, senior teacher, and president of the Davon Method. Together with his partner, Alicia, who has a master's in psychology and training as a therapist, they specialize in supporting singles in getting into passionate and successful relationships and helping couples take their relationships to new heights of romance and intimacy. To learn more, visit DavonMethod.com.
All right, everyone, it is interview time, and we are here with the fabulous duo and repeat guests, Alicia and Erwan Davon. We absolutely love them. They've been on our show, I don't even know, I want to say like 6 to 8 times at this point.
And they're in our book.
And they're in our book.
Multiple times, a whole section.
Yes.
About, well, we can talk about that later. Get our book if you haven't, because I think it's chapter 7, which is the juiciest.
It is a juicy chapter. And they're a juicy couple. Yeah, they're perfect for
penis. I think it was about penis play.
I think so.
Anyway.
But this episode is about kissing, smooching, making out, you know, using your lips.
Sorry. Can you go?
Oh, yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that kind of kissing style. If you're not watching us on YouTube, April just tried to rub her tongue on my cheek, I think.
So. Meanwhile, Alicia and Erwan are just like pleasantly sitting there like these bitches right here. What's going on?
To the point, clowns. All right. So
you two are beyond entertaining. You're just beyond entertaining.
Yes. At least we like to think so. I'm glad you do too.
Thanks.
So anyways, before we dive into the kissing factor, the whole wonderful world of kissing, can you please tell our listeners, the ones that are new to hearing your lovely voices and your story, how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality?
Well, for me, I studied all kinds of transformational stuff and Buddhist stuff and psychology stuff and degree and all the rest of that kind of stuff. Put it all together, what was I the most interested in? And I was the most interested in I would say her, Alicia, but this was pre-Alicia. So it was women in general. And then I took everything that I learned and I focused it right there. And then I realized I had no idea what I was doing, even though I had all this transformational experience. So then it was like relearning everything right from the beginning, except being present while learning it, which is like the cornerstone of our teaching, being present. We recommend all our students meditate, you know, meditate before you kiss. There's some advice. And, you know, that's the short version. The long version gets into like trauma and drama and like, you know, spiritual awakenings and like all kinds of stuff, but we'll skip that.
Damn it.
I have this vivid memory. So I'm going to bring kissing in from the start. So when I first met Erwan, this is over 20 years ago, and I was finishing my master's degree in psychology and planning to be a therapist, but starting to get really interested in sexuality, especially female sexuality. And so my best friend said, you need to meet this guy, Erwan. So again, long story of how I eventually ended up on the couch next to Erwan on our first date. And I was really nervous. And you know that feeling when things start to magnetize and most relationships and loverships start with a kiss. And I really wanted to kiss him, but I was really scared. And our faces were like 1 inch from each other. And I could feel like the hotness between our faces. And I didn't know whether I should kiss him or not. And my head was going crazy. And Erwan said, trust yourself. And then I went in for the kiss.
That's awesome.
That's how our relationship started. And that is one of my mottos for all things relationship and sex is to trust yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot.
There's so many things with kissing that are so important. And it's taken us 7 years of podcasting to do a kissing episode.
We did one. We did one with Darshana.
Yes, but this is...
But it took us 5 years to do one.
5 years.
Yeah.
And then this is great because we have this amazing couple that are, obviously I'm talking about you two, that really have been able to provide so many people with great tools. And kissing is, I think, such an indicator in relationship of... Not only I know that biologically there, I've read research from different scientists about how important kissing is for vulva owners specifically. Like it is like what draws us to the mate, right? Like a person's kiss. Besides touch, there are other things, but I'm talking about kissing is the way to stimulate. I think Emily Nagoski talks about that in one of her books. And then I started researching it more. Anyway,
that's a good point. Because it's an erogenous zone. We don't think of it as an erogenous zone, but it's an erogenous zone. And it's usually the first one that you come in contact with. So I don't want to interrupt, but those scientists are right about that. That's kind of how you get things started.
Yes. Some penis owners might be like, well, I love kissing too. But I know biologically that vulva owners, like there's something about kissing. Also, the reason that we make more like audible noises like is like biological. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is just kissing and how important it is. It is, I think, for me as well. And then whenever you watch romantic comedies, you know, when I get, have you ever done that where you watch something or I watch that fucking Love is Blind show and there's a kiss and I'm like, I'm so awkward by this kiss or like, wow, that kiss is so beautiful. So I want to talk about this more. So we're talking about kissing, the smooching, the making out, the doing the nasty tongue dance. First question. Is there skill involved in being a good kisser? And what does being a good kisser, not great kisser, what does it involve?
That's a great question. So yeah, there's definitely skill. Some people are terrible kissers. And I would say that the skill, you know us, so we're going to like zoom out and like look at it from a different perspective for a second. And then we'll go to like technical skills. But the skill, I think, is really being intimate because kissing is very intimate. Kissing can be more intimate than intercourse or more intimate than oral sex, you know. So I would say the skill is intimacy.
Well, this makes me think of the movie Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts, where, you know, in the movie, she's a prostitute and she's with Richard Gere and they're spending the night together in his fancy penthouse. And she's laying out her rules. And one of them is, I don't kiss on the mouth. Mm-hmm. And then later in the movie, once Julia Roberts and Richard Gere start falling in love, Julia Roberts' best friend says, "Oh, you kissed him on the mouth, didn't you?" Oh, you know, and it meant you got intimate.
Mm-hmm. That movie defined my life, by the way. So I'm so glad you brought it up, because I thought about it in the beginning of this episode. I'm like, I'm not going to do it, April. Don't do it. But it's so important, because she's like, "I don't kiss in the mouth." Vivian doesn't kiss on the Edward. That, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yo, hey, yo, Viv. Oh, my God. I love that movie so much.
So that's kind of the sort of the, I don't know, inner skill, if you will, mm-hmm. I think. And then, you know, there's different types of kisses. So there's sort of different skills involved. There's the sort of perfunctory kiss, like the way you might kiss your grandmother, or the way in Europe, you know, you kiss hello. It's nice. It's intimate. But it's brief. It's sort of perfunctory like that. Not a particularly difficult kiss to master. Sometimes if you just kind of bump the person's cheek, you know, that kind of passes for that kind of kiss. So that's not a particularly difficult one. If you do that one on the lips, the key is, you know, it's short and light. You know, you don't want to give your grandmother like a big, long, wet kiss on the mouth. Yeah. You know, it's a nice, short, little, light,
dry,
right? So for that kind of kiss, you know, maybe the skill, keep it dry.
Yeah.
Then there's like an exploratory kiss where, you know, it's lips, there's no tongue, but you're kind of exploring a little bit. So, you know, what are the skills in that? Like maybe soft lips?
Soft lips, for sure. And also there's something about the tempo, going slowly and creating whatever tempo you're using by how it feels, using presence versus kind of going unconscious and kissing, feeling the other person to know when to go in, when to lay off in each moment.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's great. So generally slower and lighter than most people kiss, even for an exploratory kiss. You know, most people, if they're going to make a mistake, it's going to be too fast or the lips are too hard. Mm-hmm. Kind of matching the other person's tempo, as you said. I think that's great.
What about tongue darting?
Ooh, creepy tardy, or not tardy, but pokey tongue.
The pokey tongue.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know, then you kind of move into what we call a deep kiss. So that's, you know, that's kind of an in-between kind of kiss. And that's a nice entry, little tongue dart to kind of head towards the passionate kiss.
Are you sure about this tongue dart? Because I've been tongue darted by this Argentinian in Miami, and it was like violent to me. I was like, oh my God.
And with what they're saying, though, is and I'll just make this really short, is you don't do that right away. You know, that's not right away. I'm not just like poking my tongue in and out.
I was like, oh my
There's
God.
There's a time and a place if it's your jam.
And I couldn't teach him though. I was trying to like be like, no.
Maybe not tongue darting, but gradual. You don't want to thrust your tongue in there too quick and too fast. It's very intimate. You know, the pacing, the tempo, you know, little exploration with the tongue as you go from one kind of kiss to the other, even to get to a kiss. You know, you probably want to have a little bit of touching and not all of it forward, like going forward. Some of you go forward two steps, go back one step, you go forward. See, a lot of times people just kind of, when they're being sexual, they're just going forward. You know, it's good to like take a break, you know, check the lube, have a sip of your water, relax a little bit, re-engage, kissing, go from a tongue kiss to a exploratory kiss, then go back.
I'm remembering this session that we had with some clients. This is like 15 years ago. Remember Lauren and what was his wife's name? I can't remember. But they wanted a session about kissing because it was like this issue in their relationship. They always sort of argued about it a little bit. And so we watched them kiss and we noticed that he was only going forward. Like their body language was him leaning forward and her sort of bracing and leaning back. So we coached him to move forward and move back and kind of let the energy lead instead of having an agenda that's more left over from junior high when you, oh, did you French kiss? Did you get the tongue in? And that's like, how far did you go? But you know, really paying attention to the vibe and the tempo.
That's smart.
Oh, yeah. With what you're saying, the vibe and the, it sounds like the leaning in, right? Because what part of this is like, so what is being a great kisser involved is not just like a one-sided agenda. It's like a meeting of the other person or people that you're kissing. And it's, you know, how are they leaning in? How are you leaning in? Both people leaning in and feeling the vibe in the other person, right?
Yeah. And like dancing together and feeling the vibe and exploring and not too hard and too fast. There might be a moment of hard and fast, but, you know, it's kind of like when we teach clitoral stroking, on average, lighter, shorter, slower strokes on average than what most people do. And with kissing, the same applies.
Time for a quick break so we can tell you about our carefully chosen sponsors.
Please stay tuned and buy their products because we only tell you about what we love and what we truly believe in, and it helps keep this podcast free to you. Amy, you know I hate dating apps, and I've been hearing about the Flirt app, and I have no idea what the fuck it is, but I heard that you actually like it. So what is this? What's the Flirt app?
Okay, so I'm someone who wants to discover more about my desires, and better yet, I want to explore them in a safe and judgment-free place.
But
that's really important
to me. But this lets you do that? Really?
Exactly. Yes. So the Flirt app, you can use anywhere, anytime, because guess what? It's online. It's an app. And I know couples and singles who are loving the Flirt app. As I said earlier, it's a safe and sexy way to explore your desires and meet other like-minded people who share your erotic interests.
Okay, I have a question. Yes. How is it safer than other things?
So here's the thing. They have a safe mode, and you won't get any unsolicited dick pics unless you want them.
I do not like unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, exactly. And then here's the other thing. A two-step verification process.
What does that mean?
So you know, have you heard of all the scams that are happening on all the dating apps?
What does that mean? They're like, hey, can I have your credit card number?
They're fake. They're fake profiles. You know, they're people that are trying to get your money. And so there are no room for scams on the Flirt app because they have this two-step verification process. So you know when you go into it that it's real humans and you will not get any D's in your face when you don't want those D's.
I love that. No scams. Okay. Well, I'm all about the Flirt app right now. So if you want to get Flirt, the dating app that's redefining the game, it's like our podcast, Amy. It's like Shameless Sex, but in app form. Let's make the world as shameless as our podcast. Go get Flirt now. The link is in the episode's description, and that's F-L-U-R-E, y'all, Flirt.
Okay, I'm bringing it back. Romantic comedies again. Okay. Because, you know, like, and there have been romantic comedy moments in my life where someone like goes in for the kiss and I'm like, not ready. And I'm like, nah, or right. So the leaning in thing, I never thought about that, but that is kind of important because sometimes you might be just getting to know someone and my partner, like, I love him so much. Like, bless his heart. But like sometimes I like go in to kiss him and he'll be like, he'll just like stick out his tongue as a joke. And I'm like, fuck off. Like, I don't want like just your tongue to
lick
my lips.
That's like being rejected.
Exactly.
That's like you're being declined.
And I'm like, babe, stop. And he's like, what? I'm just being funny. I want to lick you like a lizard. And I'm like, no, I really want a nice kiss. So, and I'm not bringing it back to me, but the romantic comedy moments or even Sex in the City moments or whatever show, if you've, I hope everyone has seen those awkward moments where like one person thinks they're like into it and they lean in and the other one is like, yeah, they're either like, just vertical and not moving, or they like turn their cheek and then that's like a rejection. So it's like, how do you even gauge when, if you're in a new, you know, it's a new relationship energy, when to go in for that kiss? Like, ooh, I know it's being present, but like, what do you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the first thing it brings up is that, you know, people are shy about kissing. So, you know, it can be a rejection if somebody turns their cheek or sticks their tongue out or something like that. But it's ultimately probably, you know, at least in the situation you were describing, April, it's not really a rejection of you. The person is probably just shy. You know, it's easier to kind of go to humor or something like that. So how to overcome that is, it's kind of like flirting, you know, micro gestures to approach it gradually. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm more shy actually than Alicia's. Alicia's, you know, great parents and, you know, the whole bit, But for me, it was like trauma, drama central. So, you know, I've like built myself up to be a superhero. Alicia's like a natural. So, you know, but with kissing, she's just more comfortable with that. And so, you know, one of the ways that we go about it is it's just kind of gradual. And in that way, it's like I can kind of ease into it.
I remember at the beginning of our relationship, I remember standing on the corner. It was like Dolores and 18th or something in the Mission Dolores area.
San Francisco, everyone.
In San Francisco. And I was very kissy. I'm like a kissy person. And so I would, every time we would stop at a light, that was my opportunity to turn to Erwan. And he said something like, you're pretty kissy. And I just got the message like, okay, you're not as kissy as I am.
Well, what about asking someone, though, can I kiss you? Because I think that's fucking hot. Like, can I kiss you?
Not every. So if you already have like your relationship built, right? Like you and your partner, April, like, or you two, you know, we're talking to, we've been together for a long time. Not every time you kiss, but like for me personally, I do like if I've never kissed you before and we're like flirting, getting close. I like when someone's just, and it's very, it's not like, you know, sign a waiver, just like, hey, like I really want to kiss you. Can I kiss you?
You look so beautiful right now. Can I kiss you?
I don't want to be about my looks. I just want to say like, just say like, I can I kiss you right now? And then you have to ask me the second time. And like, you know that, but so, I don't know. What do you guys, I've heard some dudes though have said, well, women don't like that. Like heard women say they don't like someone is asking. And I think everyone's different, but what do y'all think about that? I know I've heard that.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things. What do you think?
Well, I think these days in the current kind of climate around romance, it is probably more about well-received to ask. Mm-hmm. And I still think that the king or the queen, you know, the top is that ability to pay attention and sense and like is, let's say it's a man kissing a woman, for example, like is her face turned towards you? Is she open and ready, or is she kind of turning to the side? Like there's a lot you can sense with body language, or if you kind of brush your lips on her cheek, she'll turn away if she's done, or she'll kind of put her face towards you if she wants more. So there's no substitute for that. And asking in certain circumstances could be well received.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think asking is a good idea if it's done confidently. You know, if you're confident when you're for the first kiss, if you're confident when you ask, then it's not going to turn the person off. If you ask and you're not confident, the lack of confidence will turn the person off. So again, we kind of get back to the being. And then the other thought I had about it is that sensually, if you can't language something and describe what you're doing and talking about it, then the ability to be present while doing it is not fully there. There's something related between our ability to language something and our ability to be present. So
what do you mean by this? Wait, I want a little deeper insight. That's an interesting. I like this.
You know, when, for example, when we teach people extended orgasm, like one of the things they learn to do is, you know, whether it's a woman doing a man or a man doing a woman, is to narrate and describe what they're doing while they're stroking the other person, and also the person receiving, learning to narrate and describe what they're experiencing, and then go back and forth and ask for things. Oh, would you make it a little lighter? Would you make it a little firmer? So in the beginning, that takes people away from the experience because it's a new skill set. But then once people can describe what they're doing, they're able to be present with it, and it helps them be there. Because one of the reasons people have difficulty, whether it's kissing or intercourse or stroking or extended orgasm or whatever, is that it's really confronting. It's really intimate. And there's a tendency to, you know, not disassociate necessarily, like, you know, heavy duty dissociation, like in the DSM, I don't know, 5R, 6R, whatever it's up to, but like kind of, you know, disassociate, like just not be fully present in that moment.
I hate the DSM anymore.
It serves certain purposes.
I know.
It does.
Damn that. Like DSM. DSM. Dumb, silly.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
It's like the urban dictionary of DSM. Yeah. Something like that.
Psychologically, it fucks me up.
I love all that. And I think with this, that will lead on to the next question. And one thing we were going to talk about, but I think we kind of covered it a little bit, is just how everyone has different kissing preferences. So a mutual friend of ours, another vulva owning human, and she and I talk about sex all the time. And, you know, she's in the dating world right now, and I'm a little bit more like in the non-monogamous world. So we can swap some stories here and there. And so we talk about our unique kissing style, what we like. She likes more tongue, but not pokey tongue. She likes kind of the full tongue, and not to like the back of her throat, but like, you know, it's actually pretty active. If she does like, you know, a 20-minute makeout session, there's some tongue in there for a lot of it. For me, tongue is the special event. And so in a 20-minute makeout session, tongue's there, but it's the added bonus. It's not like the main feature. And so sometimes when she'll make out with someone, she'll be like, it was okay. I think he's your style. And I'll make out with someone. I'm like, oh, that girl, that's your style right there. Had a lot of tongue. And
I get bored without tongue, though.
So it's not the absence of it, right?
20 minutes, that's a long fucking time.
It's not the absence of it. So say it's a 20-minute makeout. And so for, you know, 2 minutes where, you know, the lips, you're talking about like, you know, pressure, and maybe the bodies are moving a little bit faster, and like the tongue maybe starting to like touch the outside of the lips. And then tongue kind of comes in for like, you know, a good 15 seconds of like in the makeout session. And then it's not really a part of it. And then it's more kissing and things. And there's other stuff happening.
It's like a surprise.
There's hands.
It's like a surprise visitor, like a surprise juggler that shows up to the circus.
But that's like just me. And so I think, and this will bring us to our next question here, because I think we can talk about like the idea of becoming a better kisser, but we know everyone's different. So say I'm single and dating, and I want to learn how to be a better kisser. What would you say would be some of your top tips for this person?
Well, you go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Learn how to juggle. No kidding.
Learn juggle.
Yeah. My big tip for being a good kisser in any situation, and including the situation you're bringing up, is really feeling your lips as you're kissing. So you're not trying to produce some result or even trying to be a good kisser, but you like sense your lips and you move them how it feels good to move them, bringing that presence and sensitivity. It's a really good thing to practice. You're almost guaranteed an amazing kiss each time, or at least if it's not a great kiss, it won't be your fault.
Yeah. You know, that's better than what I was thinking. I was going to go back to slower and lighter, but that's, you know, feeling your lips, I think, is the essence of it. It's kind of like dancing. Mm-hmm. You know, human beings, our brains are so advanced compared to most animals, maybe all animals, that we tend to do things through our brains. And sometimes people are in their heads when they're kissing, you know, and better to be in your lips and really sense, kind of like if you're dancing. You know, if you're thinking about your dance while you're dancing, it's not such a, you know, it's not that fun. It's not that fun for whoever you're dancing with. But if your body is leading while you're dancing, you know, then you're a good dancer. So I would say feeling your lips.
Yeah, I like
that. I never really thought about feeling my lips before. And there is something so special about kissing. And we've talked about a lot of the first time interaction with folks, right? And what that says. And sometimes people just vibe other folks like without being really into their kissing. At least I know that that's happened with me before. I'm like, he's so cool. They're so cool on so many other levels. I don't really dig the way they kiss, but I'm not going to deal with it. Maybe I'll show them, right? I'm going to show them how to do it. So what if you get into a relationship with someone and they're okay at kissing, but it's not all time favorite where you're like, I'm so turned on by this, but they don't really kiss that great. So how should a person navigate this?
Definitely tell them.
How do you tell them without, like,
hey, dog, you have bad kissing.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm envisioning, and this could come from either person, but what I might do is, you know, let's say you've been dating a while, you're in a relationship, you want to upgrade the kissing situation. Doing it in a really kind of sweet, sexy way, like let's say you're kind of making out or you're about to be like, here, let's try something. Hold still. I'm going to kiss you. And then you kiss the way you like to be kissed and say, I really like it slow. You try. You know, so it's sort of like this sexy, fun way. If the person still doesn't get it and they're just going all crazy or they're doing the thing that you don't love, you
like, don't bother kissing me. Just let's go doggy style. Let's just go doggy style. Let's leave the kissing.
Right. Then you could have more of a conversation about it. But I would start in like a fun, in action in the moment way. And then once it goes well, like, yeah, I love this kind of kissing, like so slow and soft. And, you know, that felt great.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I would go with just tell them, like, be a better kisser or I'm out of here.
Oh my God. What if you've been with it for like 3 years and you just like kind of like,
and you're just deciding,
and you're just like, you're like, yo, I don't know. I thought it was going to get better. I said these things.
Yeah, actually, that does happen.
Well, it does happen. Yeah. Or they get worse at kissing.
Yeah, I mean, I was joking about the other thing.
I know. I
would
love
definitely
you.
Tell them. Yeah. And I would tell them in a nice way. I would say like, hey, wow, if it's somebody new, I would say, wow, I really like you. And we're on a little bit of a different page kissing. Would you try X? Mm-hmm. You know, and that would be really amazing. I love how open you are. So I'll give them a compliment, which I would safe port them. I would definitely tell them. It's kind of like if somebody has bad breath. You know, you're actually being a good friend if you tell them, or if somebody's got spinach on their teeth, like if you don't tell them, you're not really being a good friend. And if you're intimate with the person and you're not telling them if they're not a good kisser or you're not enjoying it or they have bad breath, like you're actually not being a good relationship partner, but definitely be nice about it and reinforce it with, I'm saying this because I really like you and I want to be closer to you.
Time for a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors who just so happens to be our absolute favorite lube, UberLube. UberLube is a luxurious silicone lubricant and it enhances intimacy. It's there when you want it and it blends in when you're done with it. So you have control over that lube. It's long lasting and leaves the skin extra velvety. And honestly, y'all, I want it all over my body. Thousands of doctors in the U.S. are recommending UberLube to their patients. It's body friendly, less likely to change the pH, and it has vitamin E, so it feels extra moisturizing.
There's a reason why we've been a fan of UberLube for years. There's no flavor or scent. It's even great for oral sex, everyone. But it's not just great for sex. You can use it for massage, your hair, you can prevent chafing. It even brings out the colors of your beautiful tattoos. And the bottle is absolutely gorgeous. It looks more like a cosmetic, so you can leave it anywhere shamelessly for easy access. Just go to uberlube.com and use the discount code SHAMELESS10 to get 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's UberLube.com right now with code SHAMELESS10 for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast is also brought to you by OMGS.com. Join over 1 million people who are experiencing more pleasure with OMGS. They take scientific research of thousands of vulva owners showing techniques to pleasure that pussy. They turn this research into tasteful, educational short videos, animated modules, and infographics. OMGS is for anyone who wants to learn about vulva pleasure or take it to the next level. Want to take your orgasms from good to out of this world? Then check out OMGS. Or if you're a vulva lover and want to up your pussy pleasuring skills, then you need to check out OMGS.
I've personally been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's completely changed their lives. They have three seasons: external pleasure, internal pleasure, and sex toys. It's not a subscription service, and you don't need to download a thing. OMGS also makes a fabulous gift, and your purchase supports more pleasure research. So just go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Again, that's omgs.com/shameless to receive 10% off unlimited access towards enhancing your pleasure power. The link is in the episode's description.
Yeah. Okay. This bad breath thing, I have to speak on it because
I have something about it too.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I've had just like girlfriends before, like not that deep girlfriends that I've known, but acquaintance girlfriends that I love that I've hung out with multiple times. And I'm like, whoa, I'm like the breath, the halitosis or like, and I'm no shaming. I said it to myself. I was like, oh my God, I have to help them. And so I've also been with the tongue darty Miami Beach. He was straight from Argentina guy. He had horrible breath. I think it was a smoker or something.
You had a pokey tongue and bad breath.
And ooh. So I was like, hey, do you want to chew some gum? And I like thought about it. And like,
he's like, no, I don't.
The Why woman I'm me? Talking about, there's a couple of women, but the woman I'm talking about too. And I've had a dude friends as well. Like it, like, look, I lived in a country of smokers for a while, like in Israel, everyone smokes. And so people have bad breath because, you know, you get like periodontal disease and halitosis and all the things. And I'm not shaming those folks, but it does create bad gum disease and gingivitis and all the things that you like. The fear of God goes into you when you watch a Colgate commercial. And so I am around the bad breath, and when you can smell it from like far away. So I'm like, I have to help them. And so what I do is I will take them. And I don't know if this is the right tactic, but it has helped. I think a couple of humans where I'm like, hey, can I talk to you about something? And it's like, not the Argentinian. I didn't get a chance because it was one and done. Because I was like, that motherfucker got bad. Like, Andy Beckett, I don't care about him. But like some of the friends that I've had, and I'm like, hey, so I just want you to know that I'm going to offer you this piece of gum. And I just want you to know that I've been having a hard time. Like, I just like, there's something like, maybe you ate something. I don't know if it's garlic, but I just like, it's really intense. And so I have to stand back because your breath's really intense for me. And I don't know, that's probably not great, but it was hard. And they were like,
It's honest. It's loving.
Said, I'm like, you're such a cool human. And I'm just trying. I'm like, I want to close talk you right now, but I'm like, but I can't. And so it did change something a little bit and shifted the energy, but I did give them a piece of gum. And I don't know if it helped them after, because a couple times I did have someone say thank you, but I just want to say, I hate that shit. And I'm so sorry if I offended anyone, but I tried to just say, it's like hard for me.
So if I have people that I'm like not making out with and they have some not so great breath, I like very lovingly like, hey babe, cause I could do Listerine strips. Guys, everyone should carry Listerine strips in their purse or pocket. Cause your breath was bad. You needed it.
It's not bad breath. You're like, you don't have bad breath.
Oh, I've smelled the breath.
Yeah, our friend Rich carries those Listerine strips. Every time he comes to a party, he's like, hey, and I'm like up in his face. I'm like, what's up, Rich? Because I know it's going to smell good.
You're like, let's just, yeah, you know, Listerine's great. So what I'll say though, I'll just be like, hey, babe, you need one of these, something like that. And so April, what you're talking about when I've offered to you, it's because it's preventative. I think your breath is going to get bad after. And I just want to bring one other thing with my partner. Actually, last week we were like snuggling, you know, kissing, and I kind of noticed his breath, and he normally has really great breath, but I noticed it. And this comes to the kissing part. I was like, hey, babe, I made this a wee thing. I don't know how my breath was, but you know, we had been hanging out all day. So I was like, maybe my breath isn't good too. So I said, hey, babe, we need to brush our teeth. Your breath does not smell so great, but I made it a wee thing. Like, I'm going to brush my teeth too. And I think that could apply even with kissing. Like, ask someone, like, show me how you like to kiss and I'll show you how I like to kiss and see what happens. Anyways, okay, done.
Yeah, well, bad breath is a thing.
Yeah, I was coaching a couple last night and they always do their sessions with me on Zoom. They're like laying on their stomachs like this and their iPads right in front. It's the cutest, like their face is so big. And last night, apparently he had bad breath. And so she just gave him some gum without a word. And he said, oh, do I need this? And she's like, yeah, let's freshen up. You know,
yeah,
this really nice thing. And then the other thing I'm thinking of, you know, people hire us to help in their relationships a lot. And we have a woman who came to one of our events with a new guy she was dating, and she pulled me aside and she said, I'm like, did you kiss him yet? Have you guys had sex? What's going on with this guy? She said, I can't kiss him because he has bad breath. Will you tell him?
Will you do it for her?
You're like, yeah.
You're the messenger.
Like, oh, we'll tell you how you could work with us later and get, you know, your partner's bad breath handled. But what I did, you know, I said, here's how you should tell him. But then I had a call with him and I didn't tell him, hey, she said you have bad breath. But I said, hey, grooming is really important. And here are the things you should pay attention to. Your breath, you're this, you're that. And I gave him four or five specifics. And he said, okay, I'm going to do those things. Mm-hmm. So being direct, mm-hmm. lovingly, yeah. is a really good thing.
I love that. Flossing does help everyone with bad breath. I just want to say I hate flossing, but you need to do it. Okay.
Let's bring it back to pretty woman.
Yeah. Strawberry seeds stuck in your gums. Okay. Gotta fucking floss. Okay. We're going to do a rapid fire. Enough about
rapid
bad breath.
Fire.
Okay. You're going first, Amy.
Okay.
Amy's asking.
Oh, I'm asking first. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to rapid fire. So what I'm going to ask first, and I'll ask you two first and you can decide who goes first. Actually, I'll decide for you. And then April and I will go, and then April will do the next rapid fire. Okay. Ready. First rapid fire for Alicia. Hickeys, hot or not?
I think they're hot.
Yeah. All right. Airwalk.
Where?
Yeah. Wait, where is
that?
Like 16.
Yeah.
Okay. So not as an adult.
So not.
What about you, April?
I am not into hickeys. Like, no. Unless they're like under like places that I can't see, like under my titty somewhere. That's mm-hmm. like, oh, Yeah, right. You're on my vulva.
You're teaching a seminar, you guys are leading, you know, and you got hickeys, you know, it's not a good look.
No. Yeah, I'm a not to visible hickeys. And even when I was 16, I was not really, it happened. But like on my breasts, fuck yeah, give me a hickey there. Mark me and make
yeah,
me
dog, yours. High five on that, dog. Yeah.
All right, your turn.
All right. I'm going to go with Erwan. Lots of tongue, hot or not?
You know, interestingly enough, as I've gotten older, less. Like, we do all kinds of nasty stuff. We were in bed together literally an hour ago. But, like, lots of tongue. You know, when I was 16, I remember sitting in the park with my girlfriend and, like, 2 hours of, like, you know, how deep can we get our tongues into each other's throats and being so into it. But as I've gotten older, you know, just less and less. So now, less.
Mm-hmm. Now your tongue goes straight to her clitoris.
Right, exactly.
He starts with the fingers first, everyone. No, Alicia, what about you?
No, less tongue. I like less.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Amy?
Yeah, not a lot of tongue. Tongue, but not a lot of tongue.
All right. April? I like tongue in the bedroom when I'm like getting down with my partner. It helps turn me on. I love it. I love like sloppy, like kissing in the bedroom, not before. If I have fucking makeup on, I'm like, hell to the no, it's gonna slop up my lipstick, don't you dare. Ooh. But that's me in my high maintenance ways. All right,
next one. This is for, we're gonna go Erwan again. Loud slurpy smoochy sounds, hot or not?
Nah.
not his jam. Alicia? No. Nope.
Oh,
Chip.
Oh, I'm down for it for sure. Like I don't mind. Tell you
time and place, like out in public at a restaurant. No, but like behind closed doors. Sure. Not like the whole thing has it, though, like little moments.
I don't like when people eat their cereal or soup like that, but I can deal with it kissing. I'm like, yeah, give it to me.
I'm more of a moaning. I like moaning.
Yeah. The
moaning. Yeah. Oh, hell no. That wasn't one of the rapid fire. I don't know.
I like. Well, it makes the lips vibrate, too. Feels good.
Depends on how much. This is just me.
All right, your next one.
Oh, okay. Alicia, this one's for you, my darling. Kissing on fingers and toes. Is it hot or is it not?
So fingers, not. Mm-hmm. And toes in the right situation, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hot. Like clean feet.
Clean feet. And I'm already really turned on, so it'll feel really good.
Erwan?
Yes. Yeah. Lots of nerve endings on the fingers and toes.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yes. Fingers and toes, but need clean feet. Mm-hmm.
I love a little like sucking on the fingers.
You love the toes, babe. I've seen it.
As long as I know that they're clean and the toe sucking. I know.
Okay. She's a sucker to first get her toes sucked. Even when her feet were dirty, she still had someone do it.
I'm like, I love you because we've never made out or anything. Like,
suck my finger.
I would never suck it though. Never.
All right. Next one. Hot or not, going with Alicia again. Lip biting, hot or not?
I think soft, occasional lip nipping would be pretty hot.
No blood drawing.
No drawing. No. Erwan.
Yeah, same thing. Like, you know, I don't want to, no Mike Tyson, no like anatomy missing.
Yeah. That was the ear, Erwan. That was still, the ear.
Still.
That was the ear, yeah. You know, it's like, it's nice because there's a little contrast. The teeth are hard. The lips are soft. Mm. So it adds a little contrast in there. And it's interesting. You feel things through your teeth. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. The bones. They're bones.
Yeah. What about you, Chip? What about you?
So lip biting, it has to be soft. And for those people out there that have had... any fillers in your lips, do not do. That will move that shit around, okay? That is just a word the wise. So not hot for those
end
folks.
Up with a fat lip on
this. Yeah. I did not with sign a fat up for lip this.
Or your that shit will move because I've heard the horror stories. So I don't know if you can even get a fix. Amy, what do you think?
I'm less biting, but more nibbling. I like some like nibbles. So to me, my definition of nibbling would be more like it's just lighter and it's occasional, but you're not like biting my lip and then pulling it and pressing really hard. Although maybe on the occasion I like that, but I don't want to bleed. No, thank you.
No.
And I don't have fillers, so I'm good in that.
No, yeah. Bleeding is not cool because that just feels
Is a good one.
Okay. I'm going to pick any, meeny, miny, mo. I'm going to go with Erwan on this one first. Spitting into your lover's mouth and vice versa. Hot Or
that can be hot in the right kind of dominant, submissive type of situation. That can be super hot. At the wrong time, you can really go badly.
Why are you spitting on me?
Time, you know, you just get into that Marquis de Sade outside the box crazy shit, you know.
And no, like, loogies, right? They're like,
oh, no. April, why'd you have to drink it?
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Alicia, you're not.
Spit, not so sure about that. It's reminding me about my first kiss ever, where I accidentally passed my gum into his mouth. And then I walked away mortified.
At least no one choked.
And he died. He choked to death.
Wait, what?
Oh. Later, we were on the phone. This is like seventh grade. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, that gum thing, that was pretty cool.
Oh, no, he thought it was hot.
Of course he did. That's awesome.
I'm not talking anymore. What are you doing?
He's like, I swallowed it. I actually needed a Heimlich.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Amy, what's up with you?
No to spitting in my mouth, but if you want to spit like on my pussy or ass, I think that's super hot. But if you ask me to spit in your mouth, I'd do it. So I'd feel neutral. But if you want to do it in my mouth, I'm a no. Thank you.
All right. So okay. I was anti this my entire life. I thought it was disgusting. I hated sharing soup with anyone or cereal, which I considered being spit in my mouth. Now my partner has done it during sex, not just like when we're kissing. It's like during when we're like getting down, and it's so hot to me. And sometimes I'm like, it's like visceral at first. I'm like, oh, actually it's so not, like, I love it now, especially if I'm like going to go suck cock in a little bit. I'm like, spit in my mouth. So I have to say, I changed it up. And this goes to show that you can have different feelings and opinions moving through life. I never used to swallow cum. I have done that now. Look at me now. So I do think I also love the cum exchange too. I'm like, oh yeah, now let's kiss after that. Mm-hmm. I think those kinds of things can be hot. Now, if you get like this feeling of like brawl, I just say, okay, sometimes you can push your boundaries if you're a yes and ask for it, and then it can get hot. And if you're not into it after that, no problem. It could be a knot. That's my.
And it's great. Playing with boundaries, that kind of flirting with boundaries can really, if it's done consciously, can really add a lot of turn on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
It does. Yeah. It's like a sucking on the finger. Sometimes I'm like, I did not. I'm like, I ask if they, I'm like, did you wash your hands? Because if you didn't, bro, get them though.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, everything is clean first. Okay, so you obviously teach people, you work with a lot of couples and individuals. I know it's not just couples. You teach them all kinds of things like extended orgasm, also like coaching with like how to kiss and things like that. So tell us out and our listeners a little bit more about the work that you do and upcoming offerings. This is going out, I believe, do we say the end of March,
it's,
right?
No, it's in April.
April.
Yes.
Okay, so
beginning of April. Yeah.
But tell us more about what you have to offer.
Yes, we have so many fun things going on and coming up. So many of you may already know that you want to talk to me. So you can text 415-308-9580. If you're like raring to go, you can do that.
Does that spell anything?
That'd be really cool.
That would be, we could.
Okay, awesome. But say it again, 415.
And it'll be in the show notes too.
Yes.
It spells like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at it right now while you do that. Okay.
415-308-9580. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
So there's a lot of fun ways to get involved. Erwan and I are based in San Francisco. We teach a lot of Tantra workshops. We teach online and in person. We've got a beautiful course, Mastery of Relationship, that's for both singles and couples. We do sensual training with singles and couples. And the thing that we're the most excited about right now is something that we're launching this week, which is a Tantra course in Mexico. And it's for both singles and couples. It's called the Paradise Vacation Course, Awaken to Love Through Tantra. Ooh. And it'll be in Sayulita, Mexico, luxury accommodations, totally gorgeous. And it's designed to be the best experience you've ever had.
Okay, wait, when, what month is it? Is it in April?
No, nope. We've got, it's happening in January. So you have time to plan to be there.
Wait, January 2025?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'm like, wait, it already passed. What are you talking
about?
Okay. January
2025. Doesn't make sense.
That's a great, that's awesome because this is coming out in April. You have plenty of time. Awesome. I love
that. We've had a lot of people ask about couples retreats.
We really have. Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's our favorite thing to teach.
It is our favorite thing. We're going to include 3 demonstrations of extended orgasm so people can witness it. You can practice it if you want to with yourself, with your partner, with someone you meet there if you want. It's going to be fabulous.
Love
so
that.
Everyone can either click the link in the show notes to set up a time to chat with me, or you can text the number 415-308-9580. I'll send you a Paradise Vacation course video. And you can also find us online, daveonmethod.com, and on Instagram and TikTok at daveonmethod.
I just put it in my phone, the number. And so I'm going to find all of the ways that we can name this, like the 308-9580 with 415. Anyway, if you're not watching us,
send
us some combos.
I'm going
to
send the combo. I was like, is it hot or not? The Davons. All right. Coming at you in Sayulita, Mexico. Mexico is so incredible. If anybody's listening out there that wants to go to Mexico in April 2024, 24 through 29th, that has a vulva, that wants to come hang out with Amy and I, we're in Tulum, Mexico on a retreat. It's our second retreat. We are also offering some stellar deals. Go to shamelesssex.com and check that out because we need you. There's only, I think a few spots left. So please, please check that out. And I want to call out to any husbands out there that have vulva owning partners or any boyfriends out there that have vulva owning partners. We had many a people on the last retreat say it helped them with their sex life beyond. They were like, I want to thank you for sending my partner there. I don't know what I would have done without Shameless Sex. I don't know. And this is not me talking shit. This is like multiple testimonials. So if you want to help your partner have a better sex life, maybe they're in a rut. Maybe they're stuck. Maybe they just want to go meet new people that are open-minded. ShamelessSex.com. We got you. Then you could go on a couples retreat in January with the Davons 2025. See, we got you covered. Shameless Sex has you covered. I am going to encourage everyone to rate us because there are some motherfuckers out there, for lack of a better word in French, that are mean. And help us help more people. It helps people find Alicia and Erwan. It helps people just like have a better sex life with paying nothing. That's my rant for today. I love each and every one of you that are listening with my whole heart. I know Amy does too. We talk about you all the time. To Alicia and Erwan, we adore you for the 18th time pretty much at this point. Thank you for being a part of Shameless Sex and the revolution that is Shameless Sex. Stay tuned, y'all, because we have so many cool things coming your way this year. Check us out, shamelesssex.com. We got Girl Paige just amping up our website all the time. Shout out to Paige. All right. And shout out to our new intern. We can't say your name yet, but you're fucking awesome. She's in New York, y'all. All right. Okay. We'll see you next Tuesday. Chip, what do you got to say?
Ciao for now.
Ciao.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code ShamelessSex at purepleasureshop.com.